Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you happen to live in Los Angeles County and you want to visit an exotic world, a world with strange new customs.
You're reading it like it's a Star Trek intro, aren't you?
Yeah.
Very good. You want to boldly go to Ventura County.
Where no one has gone before. No. Lots of people have gone. Well, that is a kind of new universe this weekend, if you've been living in Los Angeles. Very good, Mike. Because up in Ventura County, over this Memorial Day weekend, you can actually eat. I can't believe I'm even saying this. You can eat in a restaurant. I know people are going, what? Yes, you can eat in a restaurant.
It's been so long.
I know. Kelly Long is a Ventura County Supervisor and Chair of the Board of Supervisors. Thank you for joining us. So this sounds like a strange, like I said, a weird place to go now. You can, like, eat in a restaurant there.
Yes. Thank you, Charles and Mike, for having me on today. Ventura County is very honored to be able to move to the accelerated phase two. We are actually the first and largest Southern California county to receive this approval from the California Department of Public Health. And we are working with our businesses to get them up and running. So we are very excited about this.
Kudos to being first. What does it look like in practice? Because this is still a new normal type situation, not like how it used to be.
Well, we are advising our local people to call our restaurants first to make sure, one, that they're open. This was just released, and we are working with our businesses to have them register on www.bcreopens.com so that they can make sure that all the safety operations are in place based on the state guidance. And so basically, if you go to a restaurant, they are supposed to be spacing people out to make sure their customers are distanced from one another. Servers and other staff will be required to wear masks to follow the state guidance. And we do not have a mask requirement for our residents, but private businesses may require masks in their establishments. And we are also still suggesting that you can pick up or have a delivery from the restaurants as well. Another thing that's going to be happening is that our retail stores will be able to be open. And those are retail businesses with exterior-facing entrances, and customers can go inside their stores, just like with a Target or a Costco. So we are wanting to make sure our economy is still driving forward. Even though people need to be safely distancing and following all the measures of the stay well at home.
Okay, so now let's get to the potential problem area here. Because, in Europe, for example, as countries started to open up, they still made sure that people coming from one country to another had to be in quarantine for 14 days before they were set loose, just to make sure they weren't importing some infection. We don't do that in this country from county to county or even really from state to state. But are you concerned that you're able to do what you're doing in Ventura County because your infection rate has been much lower than it has been in LA County? So has your death rate been. But people from LA may very likely, for diversion, come to Ventura County. Are you worried that they may bring unwanted infections with them?
Our county, we're always concerned about that. We want to make sure that people are safely distancing themselves. We advise that if there's not essential trips, to stay home. Memorial Day is a time where people used to travel, but maybe right now it's not the most advised thing to do. But we need to be able to open up our businesses and our restaurants to get our people employed so that we can also take care of the public health of our community. It's a win-win thing. You take care of the public health, you can then get your economy driving. You get your economy driving, you can take care of your public health. So we will be watching this, and if we have to close things, we will. But that's not something we've worked hard to do right now. And so we're hoping with our community members and our business owners that we will be able to keep our numbers down and still be able to continue with business.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, is it going to be hard to get a table at some spots? Because if you have reduced capacity and people want to go out to eat, they're going to nab them. Or have you talked to people, and we've talked to people too, who said, look, I'm just not quite ready to get out yet?
Yes. We hear people want to open everything up, and we hear people that are still wanting to stay home. So there's going to be a mixed group out there. I would suggest if you want to support your local business, call first. I think that's really important to make sure some of our restaurants are still getting up and running. It is only just a day of being opened. We have over 3,200 businesses that have registered to reopen, so that's very exciting for our economy. And we're asking everyone to practice safe distancing, wash your hands, and follow the rules and regulations so that we can continue to have a healthy community.
Now, did I?
So we're hoping all counties do that.
Did I hear you correctly saying that in Ventura County, are people not required to wear masks out in public? Because here in L.A., as you know, they've become sort of stricter about that.
That is true. In Ventura County, we have not. It is an option. If you feel that you need to wear that, if you're getting close to someone, if you have a cough or anything, you should be using safe practices and wear a mask, but it's not a requirement.
And the reasoning behind that is what?
Our public health officer has not put in the regulation for it, and we are following the guidance of our public health director.
So I'm curious, do you feel comfortable personally going to a restaurant this weekend and kind of roaming around and doing the things close to the normal things that you may have done before this, or do you have some reservations at all?
Actually, I took my daughters to Blenders today, and we got a smoothie, and it was great. It was nice to get some normalcy. We still practice safe distancing. We still washed our hands. So I do feel safe doing it, and I want to make sure that everyone takes their steps that they are comfortable with. We're not mandating people to get out, but we're providing the option so that they can go out and still exercise. Like, our beaches are there for exercise, but the parking is still closed. We're following orders in which we want to keep everyone safe and out of the hospitals, but at the same time, get our life back to the new normal. I guess that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
It's the new normal, right?
How detailed, when I'm a business and I go and I sign up, I say I want to open, how detailed is the list I get from you guys? Does it say, you know, keep people outside and bring them in X amount at a time, or here's where you put the tape on the ground so people can stand 6 feet apart? What I'm getting at here is, you know, you seem to have your ducks in a row, so can other counties just use your playbook when they're ready?
Well, actually, we're using the playbook and the guidance from the state. COVID-19.ca.gov has all the requirements per industry. And so our ordinance is following their ordinance of how businesses should be run. Our website's really easy to do because you just register your plan, what steps you're going to do, and then open. We've made it as simple as possible. And then we do have our code enforcement that goes around to educate and make sure safety measures are in place. So we're hopeful that we're not going to have a lot of bumps in the road, and everyone's going to follow the good industry guidance.
You know, I'm just reading on my phone right now that President Trump is saying that if there's a second wave of this coronavirus, he will not close the country again. So I wonder if there's been any discussion in your county about what happens if, hopefully not, but what happens if there is a second wave? What is the county prepared to do?
Well, we're watching that very closely. We had to hit parameters to make sure we go ahead with an accelerated phase two. We had to have hospital capacity. We had to have personal protection equipment there. We have to have our testing. We have to have tracing so that we can make sure people know this is a new virus and people don't know how to deal with it. Like, you know, the flu, you know what symptoms there are and how it's going to be. But this is new and it spreads more. So we're trying to get everyone educated with how to do it so that we won't have that spread. So we're not telling people to travel county to county. We're easing into this slowly, but we have to get our businesses moving and we have to be getting out there and getting exercise and all that. So we're working with our community, and thank goodness our community has been through 3 years of fires. I mean, we've had disaster after disaster, and we really work together. I think that's one of the promising things of Ventura County is we work together, we know the information, and I think it's going to go really well for us.
Kelly Long, Ventura County Supervisor, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.